What is the drawback? What could be a possible drawback? The one thing in Brazos County that we felt early on was the fact that the pharmacies had to be involved. And what we did was is that we invited each and every pharmacy personally, whether it's the mom and pop pharmacies or big corporation, and we wanted them to come to our press conference. We sent them out an information booklet so that they would understand exactly what the contemplation program, again, with all of the corporations, even with the mom and pop organizations, 1-800 number that you go through and you sign up and you're a part. And if it's, of course, of the corporations, they're already signed up, and all the citizens have to do is present a card. The pharmacies have reported back because they felt they were going to be slighted in the beginning. What they have reported back to me is quite the opposite. They have increased on their individual people that they have actually coming in that have been their frequent customers. They're actually increasing, going back to my grandmother's illustration, actually increasing the amount of prescriptions that they're able to fill simply because that the people are able to afford it. Also, the people that actually come in there that fill their prescriptions, and they see that the pharmacy has these cards and they get a prescription while they're in there, they have been able to start buying other commodities, your toiletries or whatever it is that they want to buy, which, again, increases their profit margin. So, gentlemen, I've done a lot of talking. Hopefully I've given you the best case scenario and answered as many of your questions as I can. Hopefully you've got some more from me, because this is a very, very large project in Brazos County. You know, to save Brazos County in 19 months, a little over $700,000 that goes back to the citizens is a significant amount of money. So I'll stop with that. Judge, commissioners, I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Any questions?
I guess the only question I have, the cards would come from NACO and All Printing, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Commissioner, not only are the cards available to you, you can actually, they've got it where you can actually order it online.
Okay.
And you will be able to decide on the onset exactly how many cards that you felt like was necessary. We felt that the first order needed to be $100,000 cards. And we got those in, and once we distributed those to the elementary school, once we distributed those to the university there at Texas A&M, and tried to provide as many of the churches, civic organizations that we could with cards, it went really fast, and we had to reorder rather quickly. I guess maybe the question for me that I would ask myself would be that what would preclude a county from participating in a program that actually is a benefit to the citizens? Actually, what is that old saying, I'm from the government, I'm here to help you? A lot of times we're going to them and we're with our hand out. This is an opportunity that we're actually going to them and being able to put money back in their pocket.
And to implement this program, what's the next step when you leave the podium?
If you will let me know who it is that you want to have as a point of contact.
Yes.
If I will leave here. I will call Washington and Andrew Goldsmith from Washington, the National Association of Counties, will be in direct contact with you so that we can get the necessary paperwork to your county.
Does this require a county to have an employee on board to pursue this program, to administer it, to see that that all this is distributed to the people, or do we have to hire another employee?
You know, Judge, that's one of the first questions that Commissioner's Court asked me. Absolutely not. This is a part of what I see as an elected official, as a public servant, a requirement that I see that is a benefit to the citizens of the community, and that it is a volunteer basis. Now, who is it that you decide in the county is the best one, or if you have multiple departments, you have multiple elected officials, whomever it is that you have, to be able to distribute these cards and be able to continue to keep up with these individual locations, making sure that they have the cards, is the key to the success.
Mark, you mentioned there was no cost to the county or the participants. who incurs the cost of having the cards and, you know, mailing those and keeping up the records for the individuals who actually use that? Is that just a function of the NACO program to the pharmaceuticals?
Very good question, Commissioner. Yes, sir. That's exactly where the whole burden is upon the individual. The NACO, I was looking for my, this is the, as you can see, the Excel spreadsheet that they send to us that you have available every month. It has it broke down on how many prescriptions that Brazos County so far has had over almost 30,000 prescriptions affected in the past 19 months. And it's broken down by month, and then you get an email to whichever persons that you want to in the county that can highlight, and we can go in and pick a month of any time that you want to be able to make a determination how much your citizens are saving, how much they're saving per prescription, how many prescriptions are affected, and how much the total dollar amount. All of that is gathered by NACO and CVS Caremark. Other thing that concerns people, if I use this card, what's the requirement? Only that you're a resident. What happens to that information? Because you're going to have a prescription, you're going to have your address. We worry about, everyone worries about spam. Everyone worries about more junk mail in their mailboxes. All of this information is kept by NACO and CVS Caremark, is not distributed or sold to anyone. You're not going to end up with more spam or on your computer or more junk mail in your mailbox. It's totally private. All of the postage, all of the printing of the cards, everything is borne by CVS Caremark and NACO.
And my understanding too is, for example, if a person through their employer have a prescription card already in existence, they can use either card, whichever gives them the greatest discount.
Oh, Commissioner, that's one of the, y'all seem like y'all are setting the stage for me today. It's almost like we've done this on cue and practiced it. One of the things that people have been blown away by in Brazos County is the fact that they go to the pharmacy and the pharmacies actually have cards as well. Let's say Walgreens or Sam's Club or Walmart or whomever. I mean, we've seen advertising on Walmart. You get 300 years of prescriptions for $3 or whatever it is. They will compare. And now think about this. You're going into a pharmacy, and the pharmacist is actually telling you that you have options. You have different prescription cards that you can use. And what is it, which one is the best for that prescription, for that particular drug? Which one is more beneficial? And the citizens have really come to appreciate the amount of emphasis the pharmacists have put on it, simply because now they have a trust level with the pharmacist that they did not have before. So that's a very good question.
Would that interact any way with our Medco program?
That was one of the questions.
Any pharmacy, any location, I guess worldwide, simply because the card will go back to Jefferson County in the computer, and the basis is going to be the fact of whether or not you're a resident. Now, one of the questions that has always come out, because we have This is in English and Spanish. All the material is in both. It has no bearing whether you're here, whether you're, the main thing is, you just have to be a resident. That's it.
To answer your question, Judge, I believe, you could actually go to a pharmacy and send them both cards. That would tell you which one.
That's exactly the great benefit behind it. I know your county saved that amount, but in Tarrant County was a judge over there was one that we were talking to about. They saved $790,000 over a 6-month period for the citizens. That's what makes this attractive. It's something you're giving your citizens an opportunity at, and with health care and costs the way it is, that's why it's a benefit, I believe.
I've got to believe that as good as our program. Might be so. Certainly might be so. Especially when you're talking about a 30-day. I think it for a generalized citizen. Sounds like. But it's a thing that basically you give them. Now I was everybody knows. All about the phone.
Those are the ones that we invited to the press conference, and I have got several booklets here that I provide you that has everything from your press releases. To step-by-step project, if you want to start from the beginning and go through the end, the go-bys are in the booklet, and I want to provide that to y'all as well, so whomever is the point of contact. But the mom-and-pop organizations, the ones that I was concerned about most in Brazos County, simply because I didn't know how this was going to affect them financially. But we have to realize that these cards are only for the people that don't have, majority, or for the people that don't have insurance. So their impact to their local pharmacy was in a positive manner simply because their traffic increased instead of decreasing, or because of the amount of prescriptions, they were making more prescriptions. And people, you know, in advertising, and I was in business myself over 18 years, if you can just get them in the door and sell them something else when you get them in the door. But that was the key, getting those people there at the press conference in the beginning. And that was one of the biggest.
Two questions I had over the years in various pharmacy programs, things of that nature. Time after time, the concern has been, and you touched on part of it, I think, is steerage. And the steerage can take place in two different ways, steering them to one particular company or through the formulary, steering them to a particular pharmaceutical company. Would you care to comment on, I think you commented on the steerage to a particular company. You said it's good at any of the companies, including independents.
Yes, sir.
Is it particularly onerous for an independent to become a member? Is it just?
Oh, no, sir.
Okay.
No, sir. I think the anticipation from, and I can only speak from Brazos County, the smaller mom and pop, I call them mom and pop organizations, felt like that it was going to have a negative impact on them and their prescriptions. But actually, it was absolutely reversed. I have testimony written to me from three different individual pharmacies there in Bryan, College Station, and both of them were very appreciative the card was actually available.
What about the formulary, steerage through the formulary? Would you care to comment on that at all?
Explain to me the question again.
Well, it's a pretty common game in the pharmaceutical industry, and when you look at discounts with any particular group, you have to look at the formulary because they can develop a formulary that gives you deeper discounts on one pharmaceuticals company's product than they do on another pharmaceuticals product, company's product, thereby steering you to one particular pharmaceutical company. That's a pretty common game in that industry. And the steerage to either a particular company, vendor, whether it's Walgreens, CVS, or whoever, or steerage to a particular pharmaceutical company through the formulary are the two big issues that I think would impact this particular program.
Well, Commissioner, that's a very good question. And to be honest with you, I have not heard of that in any of the programs nationwide. I have not heard that they are trying to separate or this is, under my understanding, this is a global program that is all encompassing of anyone that wants to participate. That's the key. Do the mom and pop organizations, corporations want to participate? And I'll tell you that 99.9% of all the pharmacies in Brazos County, and only leave that 0.0 or 0.1 out simply because I just don't know of anyone that is not participating. And we have the Sam's, the Walmart, the CVS, the Walgreens. We have all of the big corporations and the smaller mom and pop organizations as well. But it's all inclusive, not exclusive for anyone. One of the things that I want to emphasize is the fact the amount of time NACO invested in this program before they actually signed up with CVS Caremark. There was a two-year process they went through to ensure the counties were going to be protected. That's the last thing that y'all need to be involved in, is any type of private entrepreneurship that would preclude someone from making X amount of dollars. This is absolutely opposite of that. This is a chance for you as the Commissioner's Court to be able to recognize the fact that you are involved in a program already that will cost the taxpayers, and you as the Commissioner's Court, I hear that you're about to adopt the budget for 2009-2010 year. This is going back directly to the citizens. And everybody in Brazos County, I will tell you, I can't explain to you enough the political advantage that as district clerk that I have garnered for being a part of this. The newspaper sees how much is benefiting Brazos County. They're calling me on a regular basis, not as regular as they used to, but we're giving quarterly reports now about how much money that we're actually giving. We thought it was a huge milestone when we had 100,000. We thought it was a huge milestone when we had 500,000. Now we're looking to the $1 million mark. And the citizens of Brazos County so much appreciate the fact that they have someone that is actually looking out for them. And I can't explain to you enough the feedback that the government actually is here for a chance to help you. So I've taken up a lot of your time this morning, but I want you to know that if you have someone, if you have a community organization, if you have a civic organization, if you have a department elected official here in Jefferson County that wants to take this and run with it, the sky is the limit. Let me one comment on one thing. Harris County, Texas, what is it, the third largest, we call it Harris Country, don't we? Harris County, 4.4 million people. Here, little small Brazos County, 160,000 people. And our population every month is doubling what Harris County is doing. Now, if Brazos County can do it, Jefferson County can do it. The Travis County is coming on board with the subscription card. And I wanted to comment one thing because I got an email. 1,251 counties nationwide are a part of this program. 1,251. That is over one-third of the counties in the United States that are actually participating in the program. This is not a program that y'all are on the cutting edge and you have a risk level out there that you're going to have to be concerned about. You have a third of the nation participating in the program. Why aren't the others? Simply because, like I'm here today, a lot of times they don't know and they're very skeptical. And that's one of the things whenever you're giving away these cards and see the cards, they want to know what is the catch. And once you get over that fact that there's no catch to it, that it's just money going back into their pockets, then you start seeing the results being such a success. Sorry I've taken so much of your time, but I've enjoyed being here today.
Thank you for coming, Mark. Very informative.
That means I'm going to leave the booklet with you. Okay. So that in case, in hopes that someone is going to take and run with this, that is a go-by, that takes you step by step, and I'll leave some of the cards with you as well.
Okay, good.
Y'all want to just stay for court?
Yeah, might as well just start now.
Order sandwich.
Have sandwiches brought in. We'll just sit right here.